Welcome to a special edition of the Student Housing Insight Podcast. We're actually calling this special segment Behind the Biz. And today I've got one of our sponsors, Mike Spencer from StudentHousingSites.com. Mike, welcome to the show.
How's it going, Wes? Good to be here.
It's going great. Hey, thanks for being a sponsor of the show,
Absolutely.
Number one.
Thank you for having me.
You and I met probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, and just really kind of excited about the things that you're doing in the student housing space and kind of a new take you've got on helping people find land opportunities. So if you will, just give us the why. You know, what was the problem that you saw that you wanted to go out and solve?
Well, I think if you go to the website, you'll see that we're crowdsourcing real estate in order to do more deals. Who doesn't want to do more deals, right? When I look at student housing right now and what investors do between going to every nook and cranny and every single, you know, college market and going on LoopNet and going on websites and trying to figure out how to bring all these deals into one place, it's just so much out there. I want to live in a world where developers don't have to spend so much time doing unneeded work, but that they could actually come to a table, come to one place, and have deals that are lined up for them. And not necessarily deals that brokers give to you where you have to do a lot of evaluation, you have to figure out if it's actually doable and spend half a day doing that, but actually come into a place where you know what needs to be done to be able to get a deal done, and you know that the deal's feasible.
Nice. That's a world I'd like to live into as well, Mike. And I know a lot of developers out there as well, because you know, a lot of these college markets, especially second and third tier, they're in remote areas. Mm-hmm. And even in the, certainly in a lot of the tier one universities right now, if you want to get something pedestrian that's close to campus, you're looking for a needle in a haystack in a lot of situations. And so what you're trying to do is really bring all that together so that there's less time in the car, less time on planes. So very cool.
Yeah, so I've been in real estate since I graduated, went to UNC Wilmington, was in the real estate business up until 08, as you know, what happened in 08. So when I pivoted at that time, I actually got into digital marketing and website development and lead generation and had a business there that did pretty well for a few years. And then as the market came back around, I got back into land sales, which is what I was in after college, and wasn't really sure which direction I wanted to go, and had a contact in student housing and really became interested in the market itself and how things worked in that business. And it's a little bit different than what I was doing before, but became very intrigued on off-campus student housing simply because of the numbers in universities. You know, you got thousands of kids that are congregated in one place, and the multifamily opportunity, I think, is enormous, and it's also long-term. So I wanted to pivot into that, not knowing so much about it, still having a background in real estate, but not knowing much about the actual student housing business. So like any good entrepreneur, I went out and started asking tons of questions. I connected with as many people as I could to figure out, hey, you know, what's this industry all about? Who's doing what? Who are the players? Who are the people that are doing things? And not only that, but my end goal was to actually come in and to be able to provide some value in the industry and come in and make a difference. So as I started asking more questions, started talking to more people, I was able to connect with a guy that was here locally that worked with a prolific developer, and really dug into the questions, and he was nice enough to be able to take the time out and really explain some things that helped me understand the industry at a different level as I continue to do my research. And really, if I can remember to one thing, if the question is why I was doing this, is I asked him a question that I believe kind of sums up my philosophy in the business world. Not necessarily in the personal world, but I believe that you are paid what you are worth in the business world, right? So if you can bring value to a business, to a company, to an industry, you'll be paid accordingly. And my goal and my philosophy was to bring value first, and hopefully that would allow me to get into the industry, you know, bring something to the table, because I didn't have all the experience in the world, and I hadn't been involved in this actual student housing business for years, as many have. So I asked the question, what do you need? And what if you could choose one thing right now that you need as a developer, and you know, as a prolific developer and being successful in what you do, what is something that you really need? And the answer is really what kicked all this off, and his answer was, you know, what we really need right now is more deals. We need to do more deals. We need to find more land to develop. We need to find more investment opportunities so that we can grow our company. I think there was some scarcity there that I saw and that I noticed from that conversation. So really what I wanted to do was figure out where the value was and then figure out how I fit into that to be able to hopefully be able to provide that value. And that was the problem that I saw that I set out to be able to solve, was to figure out how to go out and find land, find opportunities, find investment deals so that I could provide those for the developers who had the capital to come in and invest and do those deals.
Well, that's perfect. I love how you've seen that problem and want to create a solution to it. Tell me a little bit more about exactly what is studenthousingsites.com.
Okay. It's a crowdsourcing platform to serve student housing investors and developers. In order to be able to...
Is there any other crowdsourcing platforms out there that you would kind of make it, that you think it's similar to?
I would say that there are a few crowdfunding platforms that can easily be mistaken for what we're doing here. So this is not crowdfunding. This is not, at this time, an investment platform. This is actually...
I like how you said not at this time. Is that a preview into the future?
Hey, you never know. I never speculate on what's going to happen in the future. But we're all about growth. But just to make the differentiation between a crowdsourcing platform and a crowdfunding platform, we are sourcing development sites across the country in Tier 1, Tier 2, and even Tier 3 markets to be able to give these opportunities in one place. So basically, I don't know of any other crowdsourcing platforms out there. I don't know of anybody that is doing exactly what I'm doing in the way that I'm doing it. There are obviously consultants out there and brokers who are bringing student housing based opportunities to the table. How I think that we're a little bit different is the way that we source development sites from the hundreds of brokers and local professionals and even national real estate professionals that come on and see what we're doing and actually come to the table with particular deals, right? We take that a step further by being able to go into the site itself, figuring out some of the things that create the feasibility of the site. So that may be zoning, that may be setbacks, that may be local influencers that we have to talk to be able to get the deal through. So we really get the quote unquote skinny on what the deal is and what it's going to take to get done so that developers and investors can spend more time doing more deals that are feasible, spend time on the deals, working on deals that can eventually get done rather than having a deal put on your desk and then spending in, you know, a couple hours trying to figure out if it's even doable.
Now, other than just posting the site and the contact information or details on the site, is there anything else that Student Housing Sites provides to its, and should I say to their members? Is it members or?
Right. We actually have two types of members. So we have investor members. You sign up as an investor. So you go in, and if you are a developer, an investor, you go into Student Housing Sites and you can join as an investor. And number one, you'll be added to the list to get the next deals that come out. And then the other type of member is the affiliates. So we have nationwide affiliates that know what we do, which are brokers and real estate professionals who basically post new opportunities onto our site, which we evaluate. So there is, you can join as either type of member depending on what you're doing. We really cater to our investors and our developers. Our service is solely focused on serving developers and helping them spend less time and do more deals within the student housing niche.
Gotcha. So anything else for those members that you guys do besides, you know, really kind of creating the matchup between the land opportunities and the investors? Is there any type of due diligence that goes into those sites or any other services?
Yeah, absolutely. like I said, when a site comes in, I'll just kind of take you through the process, right? So we have sites, or we have brokers, and we have people that submit sites onto the website, or they send through an email, right? The immediate thing that I like to do is to call that person and kind of do the upfront research. I'm big about using the phone instead of email and really digging in and asking the right questions to figure out if this site is actually feasible. Is there a sewer line under it? Is there an easement under it? Is there something that we have to deal with from a zoning perspective? Is there height restrictions, density restrictions? Those are the things that we like to dig into, and something that I think really sets us apart. Because when you do become an investor, we serve you in a way where, and hopefully you'll learn this if you're an investor listening to this now, that when you get a deal from us and a site from us, you're going to figure out what needs to be done to actually get the deal done. Some are going to be more feasible than others, but at least we'll give you the upfront and honest answer on, hey, you know, this deal can be done, however you have to do this. Or you might, you know, sometimes we find buy right deals that need to be moved on quickly. So it just depends on each deal, but really how we like to set ourselves apart as far as serving our investors and our developers is to be able to do that upfront work too, so that, you know, the investor can spend less time on sites that don't matter and more time on sites that do matter.
So Mike, is there a fee, or is it subscription based for a member?
Well, it's not actually subscription based. We actually have a different type of model than what you normally see from, say, a LoopNet, where, you know, the you pay some sort of subscription. We actually are only transactional model. So we're basically paid on performance. There is an upfront initiation fee because there's a lot of admin expenses to go upfront. There's right. A lot of time that's taken to be able to do some of this due diligence work upfront. But I'm going to do something special today, Wes.
Okay.
Yep. For this podcast only and the listeners here that are with us and hanging out with us, we're going to go ahead and waive that initiation fee. And when you sign up as an investor on the site, when you go there, you just create a new account. There's going to be a little promo code down there. If you type in there Student Housing Insights, we're going to go ahead and completely waive that initiation fee. And then we can start working into the process. So, you know, you'll speak with a consultant, which may be me, and we'll go ahead and work through some of your criteria and make sure that we understand what you need to be able to go find you and match you with specific sites that may be in our database already, or as new one comes in, we can match you as well.
That's awesome.
So we're going to basically waive that fee for our listeners today, Wes.
Guys, that's an incredible value, and I hope you'll take advantage of that. Again, in the promo code of the website, just put in Student Housing Insight, and you'll waive that fee for them.
You got it.
Awesome.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's great. I appreciate you doing that. Anything else on kind of how the platform works that you want to go over?
Yeah, I want to just say one more thing about the service, what else we provide to investors. It's a pretty step-by-step process that we take our developers and our investors through. And one thing that we do and we pride ourselves on is understanding our investors and developers' criteria, so that we don't send you sites that don't match your criteria. If you want to do garden style, we don't want to send you high rise. If you do high rise, we don't want to send you, you know, garden style, right? So we take you through a process where you speak with me and I figure out and take you through a process of, hey, what are you looking for? There's actually an online questionnaire that you go through, and we discuss that. And that really allows us to dial into what you're looking for so that we can serve you best. So I just wanted to throw that in there as well. That's something that I think is important for investors and developers to have when you have someone out there that's actually looking for your next great investment.
Awesome. So, you know, you identified that problem. You kind of, you know, came out of the gate swinging with that, trying to figure out, hey, what is it that we can do different to take away these issues for developers and investors? Yeah, the platform sounds great. Give me a little bit of background on, you know, give me the Mike Spencer story. You know, what was it that led you to this? You know, what in your background and your experiences, you know, kind of prepped you for doing this?
Sure. Now we're getting a little more personal, because I'm going to tell you the background and really why I do the things that I do every day and how I live my life. And I love talking about this because I think it's important to know, you know, who you're working with and why they do what they do. And my work is based on integrity and value. when I grew up, you know, I heard over and over again from my dad, you know, leave the world better than you found it. That resonated with me. I actually lost him from a massive heart attack when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And from there, I had to grow up pretty quickly, and really got into back to my roots of entrepreneurship. You know, I was the kid that was knocking on your door, trying to cut your grass and selling donuts in front of the Walmart. So I am an entrepreneur at heart, and the paths that I've took, I believe, led me to this point where I'm the guy who should be building student housing sites and serving these investors and developers through this technology. As I said earlier, when the real estate market crashed in 2008, I was a part of that. I was serving the baby boomers at the time, and you know, they couldn't sell their house, and I pivoted, moved back to Charlotte from Wilmington into a digital marketing company where I was doing lead generation, website development. I actually built a platform for 55 plus people that are looking for retirement communities called Active Adult Buzz that actually didn't get the funding in the end that it needed. So, you know, I've had some successes and some failures as an entrepreneur, and I believe that allowed me to be able to withstand and have the grit to be able to continue in doing these things. As I jump back into real estate and kind of figuring out what the problems were in the industry and how to provide the value, it was just a perfect fit for me to put a platform together that was able to not only use my skills and knowledge of being able to pick up the phone and call people and build pipelines, but the technology background really played a big part in this, so that I could streamline my processes, so that I could keep the deal flow organized, and also be able to give the developers and investors a way to be able to access that deal flow. So those things all kind of came into play for this. I really believe that, you know, after my dad passing, after seeing my best friend die of cancer, that the outlook that I have on life has completely changed, and that how I spend my time daily is more so not necessarily to make money, not necessarily to make a name for myself, but it's really to make a difference in this world and hopefully be able to teach my kids the same thing. I'm a big time family man, you know, and I want to be able to have a way to show my kids not only, hey, you know, when you have an idea, I think you should go for it. When you know, it's okay to fall down and get back up. It's okay to work on things, and you should work hard and go for things that you think, you know, could make a difference. So that's really the why. And it, you know, it's a little maybe,
yeah, it's kind of cool because, you know, what you said was, you know, what you were talking about with your father, you know, obviously time with him was, you know, something that had a big impact on you. And then, you know, what you're focused on in this venture is certainly, you know, creating something that will give more time, because there's nothing that's more valuable than time. We've got a very finite
that's right.
Period on this earth. And, you know, and I think that's what you see in a lot of businesses these days are, you know, services, be it delivering groceries or Uber or any of these type of things. It's really about getting your time back, you know, be it spending with your family or golfing or, you know, spending time with, you know, spending time growing your business in other ways versus being in the weeds looking for looking for the right land opportunity. So yeah, it's really cool how those kind of things impacted that, and you were able to immediately kind of see, man, these guys are spending a lot of time, you know, sourcing these things. Right. There's got to be a way to not necessarily automate it. There's still all the footwork that has to be done, but there's, you know, thousands of people out there across the country that are sourcing these type or know about these type of deals, but the current platforms that are out there are just not conducive to this niche. So Mike, when you're going through these steps with these investors after you've identified a piece of land and it makes sense, are you doing any research or anything with the universities to understand what kind of needs they may have? And
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's really something that I think is part of this feasibility study that we do before we even present opportunities to our investors. So we actually reach out to the university. As soon as a site comes in, we'll reach out to the university. We'll figure out what their needs are, right? Because we need to serve the university as well. They need to to be behind us to be able to get the deal done. Not only that, but we figure out, you know, what's the full-time enrollment, how many beds are already around the area, so that the project makes sense, right? So, you know, you're really not going to get that from LoopNet. You're not going to get that from other listing sites. You're not going to get most of that from brokers. But that's something that we like to pride ourselves on, and it's part of our feasibility studies in the beginning when a site comes in to say, okay, how does the university feel about this? Are they going to get behind us, or is this going to cause an issue? If they're going to get behind us, it makes the deal a lot easier. If not, you know, we got to figure out ways to maneuver. But we definitely dig into the university. We try to create mutually beneficial relationships so that we can get the deal done.
Yeah, that's absolutely huge, because, I mean, anytime a developer in student housing is going to do a deal, they've got to make sure that the university is going to be behind it. Mm-hmm. I always tell my clients, look, the university may not lease up any of your beds, but they can certainly keep people from leasing your beds. And, you know, you want to make sure that there's a strong relationship there. And for you guys to be really ahead of that, even before, you know, an investor or a developer has been identified, that brings a lot of value to an investor when they're starting to look at it. So that's huge. So, Mike, just, you know, you answered a lot of questions in regards to the investor that becomes a member of your platform. You mentioned affiliates. You know, I'm touring this country all the time from college market to college market. I may come across something that catches my eye and I say, wow, that could be a good opportunity. And, you know, maybe I don't have any clients that are necessarily interested. Am I someone that can come on and be an affiliate and post something on your platform?
Absolutely. And we want really everyone in the real estate market that is a professional locally or nationally to be able to understand how this works, so that we can utilize this crowdsourcing platforms in order for investors as a whole to leverage the knowledge that is going on locally. So what we do is we offer fees for those who want to become affiliates, so that you could increase your earnings for the year just by knowledge that you may already have, and that allows us to leverage not just those people that are in local markets, but professionals everywhere, right? So if someone finds a site that they believe is feasible, submits it on to studenthousingsites.com, we offer a $10,000 minimum fee, depending on the transaction size, and it obviously can be much more depending on how much, you know, what the closing cost is. But I think the key word here is leverage, and this is all to be able to in turn serve our investors and our developers so that they can leverage the knowledge across the country, get live real-time updates from, you know, deals that are coming through the pipeline, and we can really bring all these opportunities to one place for evaluation, and hopefully to get another deal done.
Cool. Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming into studio. It's always great having
for having me.
Anybody actually come into studio, it creates just a better experience and I think a better interview overall. But
it's been fun.
Thanks for letting our listeners know a little bit more behind your business and behind you. And if our folks want to get in touch with you, obviously the website is studenthousingsites.com. Can they reach out to you through social media anywhere, or is there any other outlets that...
Sure, yeah, we're actually building on that right now. We, you know, we're a fairly new platform, so we're building on our social media. You can find us on Facebook and LinkedIn right now. Not much action going on because I spend a lot of my time, you know, evaluating sites, but, you know, if you want to get directly in touch, obviously, you just email contact@studenthousingsites.com. Go ahead and sign up. If you're listening and you're a developer and investor, go ahead and sign up. We'll waive the initiation fee for you right there, just using Student Housing Insights as your promo code. And I most certainly look forward to talking to you and figuring out what your criteria is so we can start making some matches and doing some deals.
Awesome. Thanks. I appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks, Wes. Appreciate it.